Destruction in the central city. At the center of the city, the earthquake took a heavy toll. Municipal and office buildings, as well as stores and hotels, were destroyed. Few buildings stood. Hundreds lost their lives in the collapse of several hotels. Strong efforts were made to minimize the reports of the number killed. The San Francisco newspapers kept the figure below 500, but this was seriously challenged by eyewitnesses, who put it at between 1,000 and 2,000. See also IBID, May 23, 1906. Frame buildings constituted most of the residential part of the city, and while the earthquake toppled chimneys and moved houses on their foundations from a few inches to a few feet, the buildings stood. Uncontrolled fires created greater overall damage than the earthquake. Block after block succumbed to the flames in the 3 days following the quake. Since no cooking fires were allowed in buildings not inspected for safety, most cooking in areas where homes stood was done with improvised stoves on the sidewalks or in the parks. Water was treasured as gold. The military pitched tents in the parks to help care for the homeless. Bread lines measured a mile long. In many cases, families were separated. Carriages carried signs and people wore placards stating, "I am looking for so and so." It was only 2 weeks later that Ellen White viewed the 15 square miles of rubble and devastation and listened to tales of the bizarre happenings. How similar it was to the scenes of the night at Loma Linda.